You're listening to SBS News.
At least 1.7 million people died in Cambodia in the years after the ultra-communist Khmer Rouge took control of the country in 1975. Led by Pol Pot, the regime abolished money and private property and set up rural collectives. Anyone suspected of being an intellectual of any sort was killed, and ethnic Vietnamese and Cham Muslims were also targeted. Hundreds of thousands of people were tortured and executed, while just as many died from starvation or exhaustion. In the 1980s, the movie The Killing Fields brought worldwide attention to what had occurred under the Khmer Rouge. Khieu Samphan served as the head of state and would later argue that he had no real power. After the Khmer Rouge was toppled in 1979 by invading Vietnamese troops, he lived freely, and in a 1992 interview with SBS Dateline, he said what had happened in the past should not be revisited.
It's a past, and as His Royal Highness Prince Norom Sihanouk like to repeat, let's bygone be bygone.
But in 2007, he was arrested. Prosecutors from a newly established United Nations-backed tribunal alleged he was one of those most responsible for the horrors under the Khmer Rouge regime. He denied culpability, but was eventually sentenced to life in prison after being convicted of war crimes, crimes against humanity and genocide against Cambodia's Vietnamese ethnic minority. At an appeal hearing last year, he was still maintaining his innocence. But the court has now found otherwise, and his appeal has been rejected. The president of the Khmer Rouge Tribunal is Judge Shrim.
Insofar as they relate to the facts of killings of the Vietnamese, affirms Khieu Samphan's conviction for the crime of genocide, affirms Khieu Samphan's sentence of life imprisonment.
The findings have been welcomed by survivors, including this woman.
As a victim of that regime, I accept this court's decision that they sentence him to life. He deserves to receive this sentence.
Cambodia's Deputy Prime Minister says justice has finally been served.
This morning's court verdict announcement became the day to draw the Cambodian people's darkest page of history to a close. The Cambodian people and the whole of humanity have been waiting a long time for justice for these crimes on national and international levels.
The United Nations Secretary General Assistant for Legal Affairs, Stephen Matthias, says the judgment shows perpetrators will eventually be held to account for their crimes.
The delivery of today's judgment highlights that the international community is ready and willing to ensure accountability for the most serious international crimes, even for crimes committed decades ago.
The Director of Documentation at the Centre of Cambodia, Chok Chang, says the hearings, which allowed survivors and relatives of victims to testify, have offered some closure.
It confirmed that we can live after genocide, that we can move on, that we can rebuild, we can put back what has been lost.
Greg Diet, SBS News.